Hello, friends. Today's episode is very, very simple. I wanted to share one watering hack that I have recently discovered that has transformed my houseplants. So if you have an office space or a desk with a houseplant or a reading corner with a houseplant, or you're just thinking about getting a houseplant, listen up because this has helped my plants tremendously. So the trick is, quite simply, bottom watering. I used to pour, like, have a pitcher of water or a glass of water and pour it onto the top of the dirt on my houseplant. And I've realized that that's kind of the worst way to do it for a couple of reasons. One is because if you pour the water on the top, the water could splash on the leaves, and that can kind of create more opportunity for it to get moldy or musty, or the leaves might rot sooner. The other reason this is a kind of a problem when you water on the top is because what ends up happening is the gnats, or like those little, the little gnats can start coming because they like the water and they kind of stay toward the top. And that can kind of cause pest problems who are attracted by the surfacey water. So there's all kinds of reasons there. Also, if you don't water deeply enough, if you don't really give it enough water, the exact right amount, the roots aren't going to go down as deep. The plant won't be as stable. It won't be as healthy. It'll kind of encourage it to live more on the surface, which is not what you really want for a strong, healthy plant in most cases. So it does all these problems, which bottom watering, if you water from the bottom of a plant, I found this out, apparently, it helps a lot. So what this encourages is usually I will pour water into a, like, if I have, I'll have usually like two sets of pots. So I'll have one pot and then I'll have kind of a container underneath it to catch the water. So sometimes it's a shallow bowl or it's a second pot even. So what I do is I fill that up with a good amount of water, and then the plant will suck it up from the bottom. That encourages its roots to go down deeper to get that water. The plant kind of sucks up often as much as they really need, as much water as they need. So it's easier to water the exact right amount for a plant. It provides the humidity that a lot of plants like as well, sitting in that bowl of water. It doesn't encourage as many gnats to come. So it's amazing. It's helpful all around. One thing I would add to that is you don't really want the water just sitting there forever so that your, the roots start to rot and things like that. So I typically will water all of my plants on the bottom one day, and then the next day I'll just go through and dump out any of the water that is still sitting there, because that means they probably don't need it. But some of the plants, if I haven't watered them in a while, they'll drink it all up. Other plants usually will just have a little bit and then they'll wait and they'll be fine. So anyways, that is kind of like a magic trick that I feel like has completely transformed my plants. They started flourishing on a whole new level, and I was excited and wanted to share it with you all. Let me know in the comments or message me what kind of houseplants you guys have. What kind of houseplants do you enjoy? As always, thank you so much for listening. And tune in next time for more books, more book reviews, or simply more conversations about plants.